welcome to my Footlocker articles in consultingfootpain.co.uk. As a jobbing podiatrist, I thought it would be interesting to look at some of the rationale behind high heels and whether there in fact is a true case for banning high heels. This is part one. I'm David Tollefield. So, whose fault is it? What is our obsession with high heels? In the United States of America, where their ability to foster larger statistics than perhaps anywhere else, one survey was reported in 2003 that 62% of American women wore shoes with a 2-inch or greater heel on a regular basis. That came from Bob Shepard in 2015. Research shows that the USA is not preeminent in the field of high heels. Though, and this article will visit evidence from the UK and other countries, a collection of stories, therefore, will include newspaper reports from the UK to Australia, from India to Alabama. The topic is therefore discussed universally, and I've broken this article, therefore, into two sections. So what are the origins of high heels? Interestingly, men wore high heels before women some 300 years ago. Past times showed men using high heels from the court of the French kings to those courtesans avoiding the thick ordure of the streets of London. Fashion makes a powerful statement for both men and women, so it's probably not specifically a female subject. What about pride, though? Angela, not her name, a 40-something-year-old, presented to my clinic one day and brought out her latest shoes, ones still wrapped in their soft tissue paper. As she took them from the box, pride was written all over her face as she asked what I thought. Angela had been referred to me for bunion surgery. Now, the effect on a podiatrist was if someone had gone to a doctor, similarly, complaining about chest pain, an infection when puffing on a cigarette at the same time as speaking. What had common sense? Well, we learn from The Guardian. Back in 1996, an RAF flight lieutenant ruptured her Achilles tendon after being ordered to run with an 80-pound kit bag in high heels. She won her case for compensation at Preston Crown Court. Deborah Burns, then, or at the time of the report, 28 years of age, was on the second day of her initial training course at RAF Cranwell near Lincoln. Podiatrists, amongst others, have been against the use of high heels, but we see even female podiatrists wearing the odd high heels at parties and events, forgetting their chosen profession momentarily. The case for Deborah, the RAF lieutenant, is both ridiculous and begs the further question, who lost their common sense gene along the way? Whose responsibility is it when it comes to using footwear? One can see that some heels just are not ideal for London's pavement, as one future PM found in a video posted on YouTube in 2012. However, what also caught our interest was Nicola Thorpe. She was 27 years of age when she made the headlines in 2017. Her bosses required her to wear shoes from 2 to 4 inches high. Now, Nicola was employed by the agency Portico, and a Portico spokesman said, "In line with industry standard practice, we have personal appearance guidelines across many of our corporate locations. These policies ensure staff are dressed consistently and include recommendations for appropriate style of footwear for the role. We have taken on board the comments regarding footwear and will be reviewing our guidelines in consultation with our clients and team members." That was reported by McDonnell 2017. Now, this made good news for the papers, but also brought to the fore that not all women want to wear high-heel shoes. McLaughlin, a journalist, reacted after the Cannes Festival, where actors' flats were banned from entry at the festival's red carpet event. This was called Flatgate. Even actress Emily Blunt was on the face of reporting. A reporter told Blunt about the report that several women at Cannes were turned away from the red carpet premiere of Carol because of the festival mandates a high heels only policy when it comes to footwear. "I think everyone should wear flats, to be honest," Blunt said. "We shouldn't wear high heels anymore. That's just my point of view. I prefer to wear Converse sneakers." That's very disappointing. Retaliation and rebuttal at the time of Nicola Thorpe's event in 2017 ran in her favour from the College of Podiatry, then called the Society of Chiropodists and Podiatrists. Their retort was as much about safety at work, and this was picked up by the Health Safety Executive. That's a government-backed body who state that their roots go back to 1833. And that would put history at the time of the Great Reform Bill. That's 1832, which then changed the face of industry. But the UK government rejected calls for a ban on enforced high heel wear. Back to McDonnell again, she says in her article, reporting the Nicola Thorpe case, "What has not surfaced in the debate so far has been any really objective consideration of safety. Those employers who are keen to project a glamour image as part of their business profile also have duties to ensure, so far as it's reasonably practicable, the safety, health and welfare of their staff. Slips and trips are a major cause of falls in the workplace, and falls on the level, both at work and in public spaces, have been estimated to cost the UK £1 billion annually. Safety, above all, is a prime mover for ensuring that we all minimise accidents at work and, of course, at home. The problems of ankle damage naturally increase as the heel height elevates. Studies show that injuries due to wearing high heels, mainly sprains, have doubled over the past 10 years. Females were once considered shorter than men and needing more height might have used heels to elevate their vertical size, but in fact, this is not always the case, even though many tower over male partners these days in a shift in acceptance. This had the effect of empowerment, possibly for some. For others, it allowed flowing dresses, maybe. It's just as likely some like heels without any condition being imposed. Gerald McEwen said in 2015, "Although high heel shoes might be stylish from a health standpoint, it would be worthwhile for those interested in wearing high heels to understand the risks and the potential harm that precarious activities in those shoes can cause." Now, men's imposing attitudes on women sit poorly with today's view on equality. Although even my daughters know that their father would say something about high heel designs, even though they bring them out just to show off. And knowing that as a podiatrist, I'm hardly likely to condone their use. Nonetheless, it's a person's right to choose what they wish. And so we need to seek evidence to find out more about the truth. Should those high heels be banned, and should podiatrists limit their use? Well, Cutmore, a podiatrist from New South Wales, that's in Australia, advised health reporter for the Herald, Lisa Tate, in 1998, that while 10-centimetre high heels made legs slimmer, the Achilles could be slowly destroyed as the tendon is shortened. Before we ban any footwear, let us consider the benefits of heels, though. Now, while Cutmore knows the shortened tendon makes walking difficult and causes foot pain problems in flat shoes sometimes, this is not always dependent on wearing high heels all of the time. Flat feet actually do better with a high heel, as it takes the strain off the inner tendons. While these are not as powerful as the Achilles tendon, they are major stabilisers. Moreover, plantar fasciitis, that rather unpleasant condition often associated with heel pain, is caused by regular shoes rather than high heels, from my experience as a podiatrist. What does ring true is this: you need to use the right footwear for the right job. High heels, and I'm referring to stiletto designs, mainly are limited to dress, ideally for short periods at a time. and should be interchanged when not required. If you so choose to use these shoes, it is your right. But there are risks, and the consequences of those risks could be long-lasting. In my next article on the subject, I'll be looking at further evidence on high heels, so please be sure to tune in. Thanks for listening. This is David Tollefield on High Heels. You can find the article to print out or read on my website, consultingfootpain.co.uk.